Om Shanti. It is said, silence is gold, speech is silver. Why not just give and take in silence? Why to speak? It means the quality will decrease. As it is said, the seed is always growing in silence. Any research, whatever is done, it is in silence. Nature gives everything without speaking. Real giving is give and forget. But if you remember, I have given this, I have given this, even in your mind, you are listening. It means you are not silent. Or if, because certainly everyone is giving, it is the nature of giving. Without giving, we cannot receive. It is not called take and give. Give and receive. And when you are attached to your giving, you cannot create future. In order to give in silence, the most important quality is maturity, which is called gambhirta. Maturity also connected with introspection. Inner inspection, that by giving, you always feel happy. Giving help to anyone. For example, ordinary people, someone is blind, you, without talking, you are holding his hand and helping him to cross the street. You are receiving automatically blessing. It's a law. You cannot get the fruit without giving seed to the fruit. And then land is more powerful in giving, because anything which is gone deep in the soil, the roots are becoming stronger. And when the tree is becoming stronger and nurtured also by nature, of course, certain things you will give with a can of water. But when it comes from nature, nature is always silent, and in silence, discrimination finishes. In silence, for example, flowers. You go in the garden, the fragrant flowers are giving fragrance. Do not say that we are giving. Trees are giving freshness and shadow. Not speaking, saying. But what who is receiving, that is speaking. Giver is not speaking. So originally, Baba himself is silent and but has a lot of patience because of being bodiless. But the power of love creates patience. When love is, expectations are there, then we talk a lot. After giving, expectations are there. We talk a lot. The give and become detached, the meaning behind being silent is become detached, have patience. That multi-million times will come back to you. For example, a fruit. When it is not ripe and you want to take it from some, the fruit will be sour, will be attached to the seed. Mango, for example, when it is not ripe, you use the butcher knife to cut it. It will not become separated from the seed, the core of mango. You cut it, then you wait until it becomes more sweet. Then the same soft mango, sweet, you spin, the seed comes out. You throw the seed in rubbish. It will grow again a tree. So it means our future is giving without expectations. Other means detachment. Many have taken the fruit. Selflessness is the Baba is selfless, neutral, gives to everyone. In the same way, when we want to give someone, first there has to be the silent power. Silent power means that I am not repeating it. Otherwise, it becomes a show. I have given. I come. I, and as soon as I comes in it, speaking, there is a hook when you write capital I, there is a hook on it. You know, on the head of writing, it can hang many things on it. Especially three things. You didn't even say thanks. Why didn't you? You didn't even say appreciate, you like or not like. If you had not liked, at least you could say, I didn't like it. Or at least say, good like it. Expectations. I want. I give or you don't even smile. Without speaking, you are speaking. But if I want to make it my nature, silence, it is automatically coming back to me in the happiness and satisfaction. So giving in silence means I need to practice silence to be detached. Whatever is given, it's not I, it's not really mine. But given, that is gone. It has a small I, has a dot on it. Big I has a hook on it. So, to become small I, with a dot of pain, full stop, silent, Baba speaks about, in order to receive three treasures, open your treasures, you have three dots. I am silent, Baba is silent, Brahma is silent. And only it is possible when you are full, then you are silent. Full of self-respect, full of love, full of benevolence, full of sympathy, full of cooperation. Qualities, all virtuous, is at the level fullness. Empty, it means I am empty. Empty vessels make much noise. So, it is not only speaking from outside, but my mind is speaking. So, real silence is the silence of the mind. Otherwise it becomes big I, intellect, begin to say, why, what have you done? You demand so much, but you have not done much. It becomes a business. Given, but in silence, it automatically comes back. Which is, when there is happiness inside, blessings come from the heart. When there is satisfaction, you are silent. When you are dissatisfied, then there's a lot of. So one of the treasure Baba spoke about was contentment. So when you are giving, what is content in it? Contentment. When you are giving something, are you giving for your name? Are you giving just to please someone? Or are you giving your own name should be mentioned? I have done so much training programs, and then when the program is done, others, those who have done a little work, their name is mentioned. My name is not even mentioned. Others are sitting on the stage, not even one chair kept empty for me. What is inside? The mind and intellect are talking. Praise or defamation, it becomes noise. Expectations also creates noise inside. So as when I am soul conscious, there is silence. So meaning in essence is, every act we perform have to be in soul consciousness. The real meaning is, whatever you give, give in soul consciousness. And soul consciousness means bodiless. Soul conscious. So then my and I, it has become separate from it. So, neither my eyes want to remember. If I, soul conscious means conscious of the qualities of the soul. Soul consciousness. When person physical way, the person is unconscious, is not able to express itself, recognize anyone. Unconscious, when it is conscious, is able to recognize who is in front of him. So in the same way, soul conscious means my original five qualities. Knowledge, purity, peace, love, and happiness. Am I conscious that whatever I am doing, is my mind peaceful? And then peaceful means, whatever I am doing, is with positive consciousness. I am doing it for my own self. Giving it selflessly. You plant the seed in the earth. We are not giving anything to the land. In fact, we know land in silence will grow a tree and 100 times more will come to us. So in the same way, in soul consciousness, then your quality is automatically giving satisfaction to yourself. Love, peace, good wishes for others, benevolence. Baba says, I give you kingdom, I enable you to get your fortune for future and present. But I don't come to see how you are doing it. Or I don't come to say, I have given you. Even then, even now, he says, I don't give anything to you. You making effort, you are getting reward. So, whenever nature, we are really soul conscious. Our qualities are making other people satisfied. Neither receiver is speaking, nor the giver is speaking. Selflessness in many different ways. I don't want anything for myself. Whatever I am doing, it is what is given. It's not mine. I am just only an instrument. Then I will be silent. When I forget I am an instrument, then I want my name to be mentioned. It's my property or my quality. Awareness should be there, my quality, but my consciousness not be there. It's important that I have intoxication and I have a faith in myself of my original quality. Then automatically you, this inner satisfaction is making happiness. Purity, creating respect, self-respect. You are giving respect to others. Natural from the heart. You are, for example, why these divine beings or deities or people, those who have achieved something, it is from the heart, we offer them without the asking. Just like Baba, we didn't even know that we become deities and we are golden agents, our aim and object, that this is what we are going to become. We become masters of the world. But Baba gave us this. So when my faith is in it, I would be silent automatically. Faith in myself. Doubt creates lack of faith, creates doubt, and then I, what, many questions. So first is the switching of the why, what and how and want will become automatically silent, because it is what Baba is giving me, I am passing it on to others. There will be no comparison, no competition. When comparison is there, then there is also talk. Competition is there, then it is also a talk. But having faith in myself, I am full with this, then through vibrations I am giving. Vibrations are silent. Speech is also has words. Misunderstanding. Silence does not create misunderstanding. So when mind silence is there, then of course we are speaking. Then the words that Baba is touching is making clear and giving clear understanding to others. It's not only giving in silence, has to be received in silence. Works only then. Giving and receiving, both are in silence, then that will create future good relationship. In silence, you give when love is there, you give silently. Parents give, especially they love the child, they give incognito. When real love is there, when some relatives give something, they speak and give, show and then give. But real giving is without even showing, surprised. With love what you give, it's surprise. So Baba gives us with love, and it is surprises that we are worthy. We are worthy to claim the kingdom. So it's giving us, creating this kind of respect in ourselves. So all virtuous, virtue, whether it is love, whether it is maturity, or it is benevolence, or it is the desire to improve myself, then you continue to do the work in silence. Result comes. For example, scientists in the laboratory, everything is done in silence. Because the final result will be only when come others experience it. So when my qualities are experienced by others, it means that you have given selflessly. But if I want to get some kind of appreciation, certificate, desire, even without speaking, I am speaking. Because I have given some, for example, curtain, just kidding. I am happy, satisfied it is being used. But I have given this curtain. So you are appreciating yourself. So subtle in this way. Do good things. Do good and throw in a well. It's always means it's gone deep in, and that will automatically, that well will make everything very well. Because you are attached, you are pulling it back. So this is subtle way, means giving in silence. It brings silence actually. Giving in silence, it comes automatically. If I give in silence, it is touching others. If I give in love, it is silence, automatic satisfaction and happiness. Not only, and then appreciation comes without asking. You are not speaking, then others are speaking. Flower is not speaking, I am giving fragrance, but others are speaking, very fragrant flower. So that is anything which is given in silence, others speaks about it. But secret is, then you take that also, praise also in silence, hand it over to Baba. This is what is called wisdom. Wisdom does not speak much. Intelligence, bright mind, speaks very much. A lawyer can make the right thing wrong, wrong thing right. But wise person keeps quiet and gives his opinion afterwards. And if you are asked, then opinion is given. It's valuable. If somebody is speaking and you give your ideas or subtly way that I also know this. You heard this news. Yes, I also know this. So how, without even understanding, we have the habit of coming into sound. But to have sound experience, one has to be silent. So, silence is in this way. Gold, it attacks diamonds. Plastic silver does not attack diamonds. Diamonds fit. So, mere silence increases your value. Increases the beauty. Otherwise, what you have given, people forget, and what you expect, they repeat it. What you give, that they will forget. What you expect, they will speak about it. So if we give it to Baba and become detached, then you are internally, it is just reality is whatever we are receiving, either nature is giving us or God is giving us or our fortune is giving us. Fortune. When I am tuned with my original stage, Shrimat, when I am doing not with the dictates of my own mind, but I am doing according to Baba's directions, there will be satisfaction in me, satisfaction in others. Otherwise, we think there are qualities are there, but then our qualities have a quality creates competition. Good quality, better quality, best quality. Competition is there. You talk about it. Virtue is called divine virtues. Divine virtues is divinity filled in it. You give without any discrimination. Like nature, coolness is for everyone same. Sun is giving for everyone same. And rain is giving coolness equal. So, and when our nature reaches like this, of totally trusty, maturity, detached, trustees, just only being an instrument, we will speak less. Otherwise, we will repeat it again and again. And Baba says, speak less, speak softly. And when is really this inner satisfaction, then we automatically have received whatever was given. Because by giving, experience is increasing, by giving confidence is increasing, by giving relationship is increasing. So what you are receiving, it is also automatically coming. So this is the subtle karmic account with virtues. So Baba is giving, we are just an instrument. Then you are like a Ganesh, the one who, whatever elephant, whatever you, as wise as elephant, whatever you gave, whatever you give to the elephant, he gives up. So even someone praise is given, giving praise, it's honesty inside. It is that come from Baba and this is what we are giving. Then if somebody does not accept, you will not upset. When I give and somebody has not appreciated, we'll speak about it. But when it is Baba given, the receiver or not, you are detached, you don't speak. So these are subtle attention or checking point. So our value increases when we are silent. But when any kind of voice comes in, that become creates not only, it creates the atmosphere of tension in the atmosphere, tension in myself. So Baba says, be bodiless, be voiceless. Voices make noise. Anger makes noise. Greed brings corruption. Attachment also makes you worry or you talk about it. It creates the tree up, as Baba said today, that the seed you plant has to be positive energy, filled with love, filled with benevolence. Thinking what I'm giving, I'm not giving to any. I'm giving to myself. It's for my own benefit. And the more and more benefit you experience, automatically it is benefit is giving to others. Brahma Baba doesn't take any credit. He made life of so many, and yet Shiv Baba has given. So, means the value increase, that's why it is called silence is gold, speech is silver. In silence, peace of mind automatically. So, all virtues are filled in a seed, but it grows in right time. So this is why in certain situation you give support to others. Good wishes are there, you naturally will give support. Baba is making us that powerful that we feel when we are really, the practice is to become detached or bodiless. Otherwise, eyes are speaking, mouth is speaking, mind is speaking. Speech is not only of the mouth, eyes also speak to each other. Face also speaks out. Face is the index of mind. So bodiless, so detached, it needs a lot of introspection. Otherwise we begin to inspect others. We give and we say whether they have used in right way. We become police inspector for others. But introspection is inspecting myself by, and at the same time, in silence, you become more, you are able to take more virtues from others. In silence, we are able to receive more power from Baba. God is silent, and yet He speaks a lot. But what He speaks is benevolent. What I speak is speaking truth without any grudge. Speaking truth, but make me realize how best I can make. So it is means when benevolence is filled in it, it is known as silently. So all virtues are filled in soul consciousness. And soul consciousness increases when I am God conscious. I am child of God. It is because where it comes, where it is, so it will be longer time, long lasting quality. So this is what question of give in silence. Look, whether you are in bhakti, it is said, if one hand is giving, other hand should not know. It's called greatest charity. In the same way, when I have given, but I am not concerned, what are you doing with it? Laukik way is different. Of course, when we are speaking to children, we give by teachings as well, but with a silent and benevolent mind, filled with love and good wishes. So our sound will be soft. When it is with kind of lack of faith in them, will also make us speak too much. So trust in self, trust in others also is giving in silence. When I am trusting, then Baba has trust in us. He speaks again and again, but you feel is nice. Even Baba shows us our mirror, that how all of you have become a tree of thorns. We have become monkeys. So though the words are strong, but because they are not with attitude, bhavana is good. Bhav and bhavana. So my attitude, my bhav, intention, and my faith and trust in them, then automatically I will have less to argue, less to expect, but respect whatever they have received, their satisfaction. And also clear understanding that some souls will not receive what we want to give. Make your mind silent as well in giving. I help them so much, but they don't change. I work so much, but they are so stubborn, they don't like. So if I begin to think about them, internally I am blocking what I am giving. So giving is receiving. This is what. In silent when I am giving, in practical form I am receiving. So Baba is, this is like a God is silent. Gives and goes in soul world. Then he does not come, doesn't ask for 5,000 years. What did he do with it? I had given you so much. Doesn't check throughout the whole cycle. So then I have to be so detached that when especially good I have done, I become detached from it. One thing more. Giving in silence. Silence also has percentage. Deep silence, sweet silence, loveful silence, blissful silence, powerful silence, divine silence, golden silence, perfect silence, dead silence. What is dead silence? Again comes to the same cycle that you are totally detached from the soul, is detached from the body. Sweet silence is that loveful silence, and sweet silence is connected with the feeling, with the mind. Sweet silence is that you are enjoying relationship with God, that you are giving respect and attention to Baba's directions. Deep silence is what he is giving. You are giving appreciations to that. Blissful silence, that is, brings happiness and you are creating vibrations to others. So silence works in different ways. Just like midnight silence is silence because people are sleeping. Mountain silence is because it is above. Underneath silence is because the influence of people's activity is not there. In the same way, when our mind, intellect, our personality, three are silent, then what it is given is fruitful. Otherwise, mind is silent, but intellect is questioning. Sanskaras then bring up with some kind of achievement. Means the desire begin to express themselves. And so yoga power, meaning is whatever you do, do it in yoga yukti state. Real one sentence answer is, whatever we are doing in soul conscious, in God conscious, connected with Baba, that Baba is speaking and you are silent. When I am speaking, Baba doesn't speak, he is very royal. Let him speak. So yoga yukta, then naturally you will speak with yukti yukta as well. So different type of silence, giving in a different type of silence, give silence to yourself. Giving in silence to myself, then automatically I will give silence to others means satisfaction to themselves. Satisfaction is the proof of giving in silence with love, with blessing, with peace, with virtues. So Jnana Yukta, with understanding properly, Yoga Yukta, receiving Baba's power and ready giving out. So soul conscious, three are together working. It's not only mind, intellect understands the benefit and you are silent. You know a farmer is actually has planted the seed. He is knows that right season result will come. He doesn't speak before. And he continues to work out silently the weeds out. So if waste I am removing, I am silent. So weightless and waste finish, the silence is there. Pain I have taken in me, I cannot remain silent. This is why becoming free and detached from everything. Okay.
Thank you, Didi.
Now I need
The
instrumentation ki baat sunenge kya? Okay, now it's fine. If I had received this beforehand, then I would have taken them. But that's
Didi,
fine.
We have
whatever was in drama, it came out. That is what is useful. But these are nice questions, of course.
So, Didi, we have few questions which we just got in the box. Okay.
It's not on.
So many of your questions must have answered, right? So I see there are some questions like how you can keep man ka mon, man ki shanti. So that Didi have already
instrument
answered.
Instrument is silent.
So she has already answered that. So let's go through your questions. Couple of questions are not like in alignment with the topic. So we would like
this
to stick
year
to the topic.
Is in 100% silent, going to the soul world, and this year's 20%. Now I need technique help.
So, as Didi, we have lot of parents and householders and lot of youth in this retreat. So, many of the practical questions we would like to cover. And the first question is, in the world of social media and recognition, how can we practice silent giving without seeking validation?
Three things. First thing is that do I need recognition? Again, expectations.
True.
And we know that if I keep my value, what God has given me, I believe in that. For example, Baba says, you are sparkling diamond. The diamond merchant Brahma instrument and Shiv Baba is telling me a diamond. And so now I have a shop of diamonds, many diamonds, right? Someone comes at my shop in order to even to know what diamonds, how it look like, right? And so I said, oh, this is not the real diamond, it's a stone. This is not the value you are charging, you deceive people. Would the diamond merchant throw away its diamond because others have not given values? If I value my time, if I value my life, if I value God, what God has given me, but with detachment, then I will remain silent. and people give you validation, people give you actually value. You do not know what is the measurement. For example, currency depends on, just an example of currency. 1 pound, and when I realized this when I went to England. In England, 1 pound, and in Italy, 100,000 lira or whatever it is. Vegetable, 100,000. Now, same as in Indonesia, 100,000 for small thing. Now, 100,000, their value is 100,000 for something. And but if I have pound, then Baba says, worth pound, means what is considered among all currencies valuable, right? So in which measurement they are measuring, counting me. Mm. So I, in any way, and media is never 100% giving the right information and right valuation. So this is why I should remain detached observer. Listen, but don't listen.
So Didi, I would like to jump on the fifth question. How can householders balance worldly responsibility with subtle service of silent giving in a fast-paced lifestyle?
How can householders balance worldly responsibility with the subtle service, silent giving, fast-paced? When I am really conscious, really aware that I am trustee, my duty is, I am fulfilling my duty, I am filling my responsibility to children, that is my part I am playing. I am householder, naturally I will take all the burden. How can householder balance worldly responsibility with a subtle self of silence, giving in a fast? So then it's just detachment. When I am attached, then I am worried. I am giving extra time in fear, in worry, in tension, in appreciation or defamation, in my consciousness. Great cry, my makes you cry. Why makes you cry?
Because we are in the flow of that, having a trustee consciousness. Mm. Didi, there are two questions which is more kind of related to the mental health, because when we see outside India, that's the biggest crisis going on. So people have a lot of fear. Insecurity, kids have ADHD, so attention deficiency, and when family members are dealing with such situation, how does this power of silence giving help?
Too much, the mental health person has the health, and we are taking that their worry on ourselves. Understanding that, so this is karmic account with matter with that person. And this is, then I have to again have understanding that soul has to clear his karmic account. More yoga power I need to give. How can I give? We think we have to worry. That's why question come, how I can give? Because we think it is my responsibility. My responsibility is to take care of the person, but not worry. Karmic account soul has to settle. And in reality, when mental problem is there, the child is enjoying himself. Happy, and parents are suffering, paying money to the doctor, giving time. So whose account is this? Not of that child. My account with that mental child person. It's not their account, but I have. I just read one practical incident. Somebody actually was in my WhatsApp, someone said that in one person got a daughter. The daughter was born, but as she was growing, she had a lot of pain, brain problem, hitting her head again and again with wall. So much pain that he could not tolerate. Now this father had only this single child. Whole time, energy, went to neurological treatment also, mental treatment, a lot of treatment. Millions of wealth he had. He finished. Nothing could happen. Then somebody suggested that he should take to his daughter into this previous birth, regression, what it is called. And then three births before, this person who was the father of this girl, so he had deceived, taken with whatever way of that, the money in business deceived him. Both were businessmen, but deceived him. And then the person claimed and he got angry. He put something, iron rod was there, and he hit his head. And in his head, then became the mess. They couldn't tolerate anymore. Continued to feel the pain and die with that pain. Now, two accounts were created. One with money and other with the mind. Now, this daughter was the same person three births before. Now when all the money what he had received, he paid to the doctor and asked the person, this one, please forgive him. Please forgive. With this forgiveness, the pain gone away. So without treatment, it cured. What was inside, the account was pulling, and curse was causing suffering to the himself as well to others. Another one is also the same example, that one businessman, one military boy was in military, and he used to earn money and put in the bank until he goes home. For many years he did not go. A businessman said, please give it to me and I will give you in return. Then a time came, he asked for the money and businessman said, I don't have anything from you. He said, no proof. He trusted, gave. Anyway, he got a son. He was born very sick. A lot of treatment had been arranged for him. He spent a lot of money. And then somebody said, only this kind of treatment can be go from this kind of healer. He will give you some ashes and he give this in a kind of packet. You give him this and it will be okay. He's a healer in this way. And it was only 4 annas worth charge for that. He gave this and child died after being killed. Say, what happened this? He said, count the account. What you had taken from him, you had to pay directly, indirectly to someone else.
So Didi, in that case, if this mental health, you know, Baba's children, if they are, they just came into Gyan and they are maybe old BKs, and they realize that they do have this issue, and they would like to heal themselves. Yeah. So I picked that one tip which you gave, that you have to sit and forgive yourself.
Of course, yeah.
So like a fear or ADHD or whatever, if you we realize that we are suffering, forgiving ourselves is a cure. That's what I understood. Right?
And forgiving others is also a cure.
Forgiving others, because so other people are going to judge you, so you have to forgive them too.
Forgive themselves and forgive yourself as well. Both are important now.
And time is an essence, but I would like to take this one question, which is a very practical question. When we are talking about silent giving, we are still, a lot of souls are new and they are coming and they are transforming from bhakti to jnana, and still they have the desire to help others outside BK world. So, and Baba talk about punya karma. So the question was that is it okay that if we also give it to Brahmin, but even we give it to Brahmin and we do some punya karma in that way, is it okay?
Good punya karma means good wishes, blessings, no?
Yeah.
Of course we have to give it.
No, but a material way too.
If there is a need and not misused, then you do.
That is, and it's okay too, because a lot of bhavana they have and they are still transforming and getting into.
Of course, it is gratitude for that. Another aspect is karmic account is with matter, with nature. If I have used my sense organs extreme negative, Mother Nature has given me this body. My mother and my father has not shaped my body, but matter has shaped my body. Five elements have shaped my body. My organs are connected with five elements. And if I have misused, then I do not go in the jail by other people. But nature puts me in prison to stop doing wrong actions. My sense organs will be disabled. So I am not able to use those organs anymore. Nature itself account with matter, account with people, account with my waste thinking. It's so deep karma philosophy. Waste I am thinking and weight I am increasing, so naturally I would be heavy. This is why Baba says, don't think. Silence means mind is also silent, intellect is silent, and sanskars are blissful.
Thank you, Didi. And I hope so many of you who have asked questions regarding this topic has been covered. And if you have other questions, maybe that will be the other time. So we acknowledge your questions, but time is in a sense. So thank you so much, Didi. How many of you feel that, Didi fulfilled our desires, and all our questions, right? So we will have more time with Didi. We will see. Yeah, we will have her vibration. So thank you, Didi, for your time and precious jewels which Baba has shared and you have shared with us. Thank you. And now we will have a meditation and then we'll have some announcement. Thank you.